Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. We want to welcome all new listeners as well. We just thank God for you being with us today. Amen. All glory goes to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and Voice of Truth is under her leadership. We want to also encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. If you would like to do that and you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yryle50@gmail.com or connect with her on Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her inbox there. Amen. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Voice of Truth just want to wish each and every mother under the sound of my voice and all over this worldwide web, we want to say happy Mother's Day to you. We pray that you had a blessed and prosperous Mother's Day. Amen. All glory goes to God. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day, oh God. We thank you for help and strength, oh God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father God, we just thank you that you are God, and you are God of miracles. We thank you, God, because we know that you're able to do the impossible thing. Glory be to God, that we can't even think of. We know that you're able. We know that you're a miracle-working God, and we thank you for every miracle. We thank you for every blessing, oh God, that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we just said thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Lord, we just said thank you for your love. We just thank you for your holy word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the cross that he carried. We thank you for the blood that he shed. Father God, we just said thank you. We thank you, Father God, that your word brings forth healing and deliverance unto your people. God, we just thank you for your holy word. Father God, we just ask that you will bring forth healing and deliverance in the lives of your people all over the land. We pray, Father God, that you will save a soul even now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. For Jesus came that they might have life through him. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that you will comfort those who have lost a loved one, Father. We pray for comfort even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those who are sick among us. And, Father God, we pray for healing, oh God, in the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for healing, oh God, for thou art a healer even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for your ministries and your leaders of your ministries all over the world. Father God, we pray that you will supply everything that they need for the ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, Father. We pray that you will protect them from all dangers seen and unseen, oh God. A divine protection over their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for the shedded blood of Jesus, oh Father God, that was shed for many, God. We just thank you, Father God, for each and every soul that you're going to save, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory and honor for it even now, God. Father God, we thank you for your word that is coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to bring deliverance in the lives of your people, oh God. We just thank you for this message from above on heaven on high, from the living God, We give you praise for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let their heart be ready to receive your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, not see me, oh God, but hear the voice of truth that speaketh through me. Oh God, we just give you praise for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Our God is an awesome God, and our God is a God of miracles, amen. There's nothing too impossible for him, amen, because he is a God that is able to do all things, amen. Glory be to God. Our message today will come from Exodus, the 14th chapter, amen. And last week, hallelujah, I want to give a summary of what we talked about last week, amen. We came from Exodus, the 13th chapter, amen. And we talked about how God led the people through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and that the children of Israel came out of Egypt, amen, by the power of God. God had visited his people in Egypt. He had brought them out of bondage, amen. Glory be to God. And he had led them through the way of the wilderness, amen. God is able to do miracles in our lives, and he's able to make ways out of no way when there seems like there's no way. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. So today we are coming from Exodus, the 14th chapter. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read our key scripture today. I'm not going to read all of it, amen, but I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time if you will go back, amen, glory be to God, and read the entirety of the chapter. Exodus is a powerful book, amen, of God's miracles, his deliverance, amen. I want to encourage you to go back and to read all of that, amen, so you can get an understanding of what God is saying unto you in his word, amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 21. Amen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the water were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left hand. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillars of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels, that they drove themselves heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." Hallelujah, my God, my God. And I'm going to, let's see here, and we're going to skip down to 27, amen. And the Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to him with strength, his strength, when the morning appeared, and the Egyptian fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptian in the midst of the sea. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The message title today is The Red Sea Experience. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The Red Sea Experience. Glory be to God. God had delivered his children out of their house of bondage. And he led them through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And as the children of God were thinking that they were at the end of the wilderness, they came to the Red Sea. Well, the word of God tells us that they heard the chariots and the horses was coming. Glory be to God. And there they stood before the Red Sea. They couldn't turn back. They couldn't go to the left. They couldn't go to the right. They couldn't go forth because of all the water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, there was no bridge there for them to cross over to the other side. Glory be to God. But, you know, have you heard the saying that it was too much water for them to drink? They couldn't swim across it because it was too wide. Glory be to God. But the Lord, thou God, the God Almighty, glory be to God, was about to do a miracle before their face. They were about to experience the Red Sea opening up for their very eyes. Glory be to God. What a miracle. What a miracle God has done. You say, well, what has the Red Sea experienced? When the children of God were standing there, they didn't see a way. And many of us have been standing at the Red Sea. Everything that we're trying to do, everything that we're trying to get away from, everywhere we try to go to be prosperous, there's something that's standing before us that we can't go across. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're standing there. It might be our finance. We might be in a bad marriage. Glory be to God. We may have been trying to get out of a place of employment to another place. Glory be to God. But every time we try to move, there was something standing before us. It's just like the children of Israel, glory be to God, that was at the end of the wilderness, thought it was all over until they saw the Red Sea. Glory be to God. And as they began to cry unto the Father, hallelujah, Moses said to the Father and prayed unto God for the people, glory be to God, because he was the leader, glory be to God. He was the prophet, glory be to God, that would lead them by his faith. Glory be to God. Moses would lead them through, glory be to God, the dry land through the Red Sea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Oh, somebody help me praise the Lord. Glory be to God. God will do a miracle. Hallelujah. See, that Red Sea experience means I didn't see a way. It didn't look like a way. This thing looks big to me. It looks like I'm not going to never get out. I don't know how I'm going to get out. Glory be to God. But when you serve God, when you know God, when you love God, hallelujah, my God, God will make a way out of no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that, my God, that when God had commanded Moses to lift up the rod, the children of Israel was about to have a Red Sea experience. Glory be to God. For no man has opened up the Red Sea. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. And when he lifted up the rod of power, as I call it, glory be to God, the Bible says that, hallelujah, my God, that when he lifted up the rod, it caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land and the waters were divided. Glory be to God. See, that is a Red Sea experience. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God is getting ready to do it all over the land. Glory be to God for his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know how long you've been there at that Red Sea. I don't know how long you've been trying to get across over to the promise that God has called for you to have. Glory be to God. For this day, in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. Glory be to God. Just as the children of Israel, glory be to God, was standing there, hallelujah, at the Red Sea, and as the Red Sea opened up, glory be to God. And there was two walls on these feet of God. Hallelujah, my God. What did God tell Moses to tell the people? He told the people to go forth. Glory be to God. God has said unto you to go forth. Don't matter how it looks. Oh, my God, go forth in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God will fight for you. Oh, my God, my God. Go forth. Hallelujah. God, how you going to do it? You got to do it in your faith. Glory be to God. You got to believe it even though you can't see it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Now, when you really look at this thing, everything. Glory be to God. There was a miracle in his death. Glory be to God. When God gave me this message, oh, my God, I ran through my house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Oh, God, he opened up God himself, opened up the Red Sea. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel, they wanted to go back. They said unto Moses, it was better if we had stayed in Egypt. Why didn't you let us stay in Egypt? How come you brought us out here to die? Why didn't you stay out there? Hallelujah. You brought us out here to die. Glory be to God. Give me the time. We are like that. We're still calm. We want to turn back. We want to go back. We want to look back. Glory be to God. But God is not calling us to go back, look back, not to go to the left or not go to the right. But he's calling us to go through. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Glory be to God. He's calling you to go through your troubles. He's calling you to go through your sickness and disease. He's calling you to go through that lack and that thunder. He's about to take you through. Good God Almighty. If you got to carry you, he's going to carry you. Glory be to God. He's calling you to go through. He's not telling you to go back. He's calling you to go through. Hallelujah. He wants you to go through no matter how bad and how troubled the water may be. No matter how much the water may be roaring. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, you got to go through. He didn't send them back. He didn't send them around it. But God made a way for them to go through it. Hallelujah. And they went on dry ground. They went on the mud. Glory be to God. They went on dry ground because they had to get across. God is trying to get you across on the other side to the land of milk and honey. But you got to trust him. You got to believe in it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. You got to get ready to walk through. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for your miracle. You need to get ready to go through. Glory be to God. He's not sending you back. He ain't no God to send you back. He don't send you back to what he delivered you from. Glory be to God. Don't go back. Glory be to God. Go forth in the name of the Lord. Go through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to go through. Hallelujah. We don't want to go through nothing. But you, what you need is on the other side. And you got to go through. You got to face it. You got to go through. You can't go around it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No matter what it is. You've been standing right there and you're depending on God to do it, but you're scared. Glory be to God. What did Moses say? Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of your God. Glory be to God. See, when they had that Red Sea experience, glory be to God, they was walking through the barren place that they thought at that moment was going to destroy them because they didn't see no way around it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God made a way out of no way in the wilderness of the Red Sea. Glory be to God. Because today it was the wilderness. They looked at it as being the end because they had no way around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And there wasn't no bridge for them to go over. Glory be to God. God made a way. Even in the wilderness. Glory be to God. He made a path down the through the water of the Red Sea. It was deep. It was deep, y'all. Glory be to God. But God made a way. He didn't lose not one. He didn't lose one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They went through. Somebody need to hear this. You are going through. You are going through by your faith in God. You got to believe. You got to believe in the God of miracles. You got to believe it even though you don't see. You got to still believe. You still got to praise him. You got to still believe that God is able to do it. No matter how long it's been now, it was in wonder for many years. Still believe that God was going to send a deliverer. Glory be to God. You got to believe. Because he is your deliverer. And he will bring you through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He will bring you through. You need to get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready to go through, to get to the other side, because you got to get to the other side. The miracle, the land of milk and honey is on the other side. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. You got to trust him and not doubt. Glory be to God. Somebody come. You're coming out. You're coming out and you're going through. Hallelujah. God never said in the word that he was going to leave you alone when you were going through. Hallelujah. He tells us that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. You're going through. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm going through to the other side because God has promised to me. Hallelujah. And to you. A land flowing with milk and honey. It's time for the children of God to get it. Glory be to God. God is about to do it all through the land. Glory be to God. Stop worrying about how he's going to do it. Just know he's going to do it. Because it shall come to pass. Glory be to God. Believe the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a red sea experience when you don't know how it's going to happen. Where it's going to come from. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mark it down on your calendar. Good God Almighty. That job you were trying to get, you couldn't get it. Glory be to God. Look like something always came up. You couldn't get it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Them finances that were holding you down in diamonds, glory be to God. God is going to release some money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you got to go through. You're going through. You're going through. You're going through so you can get that miracle on the other side. You get the glory be to God. Whatever he's promising you is on the other side. And you got to go through. See, the devil don't want you to go through on the other side because he knows when you get on the other side, it's over there. He want to keep you standing. Still, glory be to God, red in front of whatever your red sheet is, whatever you need deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, that was a miracle in itself. Glory be to God. Because God opened up their eyes to see that I am God. Hallelujah. Ain't no other God. I am God. Hallelujah. And I am a God of miracles. I can make a way out of no way if you would just believe. I don't know about you, but I believe in miracles. I believe in God. I believe that he can do it. I've seen him do it. I've seen him make ways out of no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get ready to have your red sea experience. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to have it. Glory be to God. My God. My God. Oh, my God. We just thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine the very thing that the enemy was trying to, you know the devil trying to keep you from getting it now. He don't want you to get it. He don't want you to have it. He don't want you to get there. And then as long as he can keep you standing there in fear of your enemy, glory be to God, you'll never get it. But you got to trust God and say, God, I trust you. And I'm going through in the name of Jesus. You're going through in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree. You're going through in the name of Jesus. You're going to get the promise. Glory be to God. Because God will make a way. Hallelujah. He will make a way when it don't seem like no. It wasn't no way for them to get across all that water. There's too much water. Glory be to God. Some of us can't swim. Some of us are afraid of water. Hallelujah. But God opened up the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Showing them, that's what they experienced, showing them that I am God and that I'm able to do all things. Ain't nothing too impossible for me. Fear not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as they travel down, of course, their gifts can come behind them. But you know what a Red Sea experience means also? Because the Bible said that the enemy did come behind the children of God. Pharaoh came and all his fine horses and chariots and his army came behind the people. Glory be to God, but that would be the last time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So very people. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Who've been after you, lying on you, doing all kind of crazy stuff, all kind of foolishness. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able to overthrow your enemies just like he did for the children of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, God's word said not one was left. That was the last time. Glory be to God. That they will rise up against the children of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That was the last time. The last time your enemy's going to rise up against you. Glory be to God. Because they're going to know, just like the Egyptians said, we need to go. We need to go. We need to go the other way. We need to flee from because God fight for God. Fighting for you. You're going through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to tell somebody, I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm going through. I got to go all by myself. I'm going through in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Wherever it is, God is able to fix. Hallelujah. my God, my God. He can do it if we just believe it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. God, Moses, God, Jesus, Moses the prophet, glory be to God. He had all that faith in God to lead the people through the Red Sea. God had went before, glory be to God. They don't need to worry because all of them went before you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, God has already went before you, so there's no need to fear. You just got to step. You got to step. You got to step, and you got to go through. Glory be to God. You got to trust him. But see, faith says, I cannot see it. The children of Israel could not see it. But with their eyes, they couldn't see it in the physical. But it already happened in the spirit. Hallelujah. My God. That's why we have to believe in the things that we cannot see. Hallelujah. Even if it looked like that we're going to be destroyed, even if it looked like we're not going to have enough, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, believe in God. We got to believe in the God of miracles. We got to believe it. Because when God opened up the Red Sea, they had a Red Sea experience that they never seen before. They never experienced nobody opening up the Red Sea. Open it up. And the water standing up, the body. And the land was dry. Y'all, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to believe God for our miracle. We got to believe him for it to come to pass. Glory be to God. It's one thing to say, oh, I receive it, but you got to believe it too. Glory be to God. And you got to move by your faith. It says, by faith, Moses led the people through the Red Sea on dry land. Hallelujah. They weren't stuck in no mud. Hallelujah. My God. But we must believe in what God says unto us. And God is going to do a great act of deliverance all over the land. Glory be to God for his people. You're coming out of whatever you're in. Glory be to God. And I don't know what you're in. Glory be to God. Only you and God knows that. But God is able to deliver you out of it. Glory be to God. But you got to be willing to follow him through. He will lead you through whatever it is. He'll lead you through the darkness to the light. He will lead you to the promise. Follow him. You got to follow him. He's trying to lead you, but out of fear, you don't want to move. But faith says, I got to move. I can't just sit there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. You're standing there, and you're calling on God, and God's telling you to move. Will you go through? Can you trust me enough to go through and yet believe? You got to believe. Hallelujah. Your miracle is in your faith in believing in the living God. Hallelujah. Because all power is in his hand. Hallelujah. He showed his power, he revealed his power unto his people. He getting ready to do it all over the land. He's going to open up the Red Sea. He's going to open it up. Get ready. He's getting ready to open it up. And you got to be ready to go through it. Glory be to God. Without fear and no doubt. Glory be to God. You got to go through it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah, my God. You got to run through it, run. Glory be to God. Forget to the other side. Glory be to God, because that's where your promise is. It's on the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everybody can't go with you. Hallelujah. Stop trying to take everybody with you. Everybody ain't meant to go with you. And everybody's not for you. Glory be to God. They don't want you to have the problem. They want you to stand right there. Whatever Red Sea is standing before you, glory be to God, that looks so big and so wide. They want you to stay right there. As long as they can keep you right there, you'll never get the promise on the other side. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. You got to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Can you just imagine seeing God open up the Red Sea before their eyes? And they're walking through on dry land, two walls set
standing up so high over there because the Red Sea is so deep and so wide. Glory be to God. But the water stood up until all the children of God had crossed to the other side. Oh, my God. He's about to do it, y'all. He's about to open up the Red Sea that you can see and know that God is God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He did it. He did it for them. He's the God that's able to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about the enemy. Oh, yeah, they're going to come. They're going to rise up against you. Glory be to God. The word of God says that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says that they came behind me. But it was the last time. Hallelujah. They would never, ever have to worry about those enemies anymore. Now, God knows just what to tell to make them leave you alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Somebody ought to be saying a victory song about right now. Somebody ought to be running, somebody running through the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because that thing that you've been trying to get for the last couple of years, every time you tried, it didn't work. But this time, glory be to God. Get the word of the Lord. You are going through on the other side. And no devil in hell can stop it. Because it's ordained by God. It's going to happen. Glory be to God. Get ready. Get ready for the miracle. Get ready to receive the promises of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Our promises are on the other side, my God. We ought to thank God for his promises. Hallelujah. My God, don't look back. Don't go back. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is not the time nor the season to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, you're coming out and you're going through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go through, the blessings of the Lord are over there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah for his word. Hallelujah. For he's worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And the Bible says that the Lord overthrew the Egyptian in the midst of the sea. He didn't say we would do it, but he said that he would do it. Glory be to God. So believe and receive God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. You're about to experience the Red Sea as the children of Israel did. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You're about to have that experience. Not saying the Red Sea in itself, but having an experience where it was something that you tried to do and God was trying to get you to it. And every time you got there, there was something that came to stop you. There was something that came to hinder you. There was something that came to block you. There was something that came to make you run in fear. Oh, my God. It was something that came to torment you. Glory be to God, but not this time. This is the last time. Glory be to God. This is the last time. Glory be to God. You just, you get ready to go through. He's calling you to go through on the other side. Don't look back because the enemy's going to rise up, but don't look back. Keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Keep your eyes focused to the ark and the filling of your faith. Your eyes focused. Go forth and go through to the other side. Glory be to God. And that very thing that you've been believing God for is going to come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of the things that, you know, we set to accomplish, we can't get it, can't quite get it. Every time we get there, something to stop it. Glory be to God. Not this time. Not this time. But you got to do something. Now you got to move. Whatever it is, you know what you have asked God for. Whatever you ask God for is to deliver you from it, you're going to have to make a move. Now, if you want this new job that you've been trying to get, you want to put an application in. Hallelujah. You might have to do something. Glory be to God, because it ain't come knocking on your door. You got to go through it. You got to go through it to get it. Glory be God. I got to do something. You got to do something. Glory be God. Hallelujah. Be led by the Spirit. Glory be God. Hallelujah. So you won't go in the wrong way. Glory be God. Hallelujah. But you got to do something. It was by faith that Moses led the people. It's going to be by your faith that you're going to go through on the other side. No matter what it looks like, no matter what nobody says, glory be to God, hallelujah, you go forth and you go through on the other side. And know that God is with you, God is fighting for you, and God has went before you. Hallelujah. It's on the other side. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just praising God for his word. Hallelujah. My God. My God. I can't wait to see what God's going to do, because he's going to do some powerful things. Amen. You go ahead and start praising him now. You go ahead and praise him, because you need to praise him. You should be praising him anyway. But glory be to God. But praise the Lord. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and be the victory day. Glory be to God, because I already did that. But you go ahead and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are about to go through, glory be to God, hallelujah. Y'all care where you are right now. God got some new things for you, glory be to God, and new things for you to do, glory be to God, hallelujah. You got to believe in the Lord, and you cannot fear, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his word, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. We do hope and pray that something was said here today to help you see that, know that God is able to do what he says he can do. God is a God of miracles. Hallelujah. And just as he did for the children of Israel, he can do the same thing for you, but you got to be willing to go through. You got to be willing to trust him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise and glory be to God. I tell you, if God, he's able to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to do all things. He's able to do the impossible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I have just a couple of general announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. Glory be to God. We hope that you tuned in to her today from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. She is the first half of an hour of power. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to encourage you to start tuning in to the hour of power every Sunday. Amen. Prophetess Martha's a powerful woman of God. She always comes with the truth and her own time word. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. She comes on and she brings forth a word on time. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected to Prophetic Corner Ministry. Hallelujah. With Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power. We each do an hour on Sundays, amen. And Voice of Truth is on from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen. Glory be to God. But we're going to get off a little early today, amen. Glory be to God. We want you to be able to enjoy your mothers, amen. What a blessing it is to have a mother. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to ask you, if you have any prayer requests, we are asking for you to please inbox those requests to me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, or you can submit the prayer request on our website, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministry at yoga.com. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, we want to encourage you to start receiving Moment in the Spirit with your host, Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a 2-minute clip.
that will jumpstart your week off with the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Mr. Michelle does an awesome job with that. Amen. Powerful word. Amen. We want to encourage you to get that for an offer of $25 or more. If you would like to receive it, contact Apostle. Amen. Glory be to God at Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and she will tell you how you can go about doing that, and that will truly bless your soul. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Prophet, amen. Glory be to God. And Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to one word from the Lord, amen, with Pastor and Apostle, amen, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night, amen. If you want deliverance, you want healing, glory be to God. You want a word from the Lord, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't have to stand in a long line to get it, glory be to God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just call in, listen on the web, listen on your tablet, glory be to God, listen on your phone, listen on your iPad, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you can receive a word from the Lord, glory be to God. But we do encourage you to send an offering, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. The word of God is free, but to take it all over the world, it costs to do that, amen. So we want to encourage you also to give an offering unto the ministry, amen, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Then on Wednesday we have Midweek Manna with your host, Minister Sheila Leverick, amen. It's every Wednesday. You will receive a two-minute clip by email or text, amen. Glory be to God, of your trust for an offer of $25 or more, amen. I want to encourage you to get that, amen. It's a powerful word from God. It will strengthen you. It will lift you up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's a powerful word. So we want to encourage you to get that. And if you want to receive that midweek manner, amen, just contact Apostle, amen, on Facebook at Prophet Yvonne Ryle, amen. And she will get you started receiving that. Amen. It's powerful. Glory be to God. Then, hallelujah, Saturday we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, amen. 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She is on the air. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We want to encourage you to get connected. And you can also connect to Elder, amen, on Facebook, amen. Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to all of the ministries. Amen. Under Apostle Yvonne, amen. We want you to be a part of what God is doing and getting ready to do with this ministry, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We just thank God for his holy word, hallelujah. My God, my God. That is all of our announcements, amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God, hallelujah, for what he's getting ready to do for the children of God all over the land. So we just praise him for what he's getting ready to do. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Lord, I want to do the invitation. Hallelujah, my God. And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. And say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church, get your Bible, begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Leave me a message on Facebook. Amen. Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth. If you have given your life, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. You need to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. While you still got time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead now and do the benediction. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory,
and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.